With rampant surveillance, weaponized drones in the Middle East, and even private companies like Amazon considering them for delivery, people are worried about how far drones can go. Republican Senator Dorothy L. Huckel of Port Orange and Republican Representative Larry Metz of Groveland have bills that would further regulate the unmanned aircraft. Metz described his bill at a Civil Justice Committee in March.
What the bill would do, it would allow an individual who is on privately owned or occupied property to bring a civil action against someone who uses a drone to surveil their activities.
In 2013, Republican Senator Joe Negron had a notable bill that restricted the use of drones by police, and Governor Rick Scott approved it. The privacy angle has been the igniting spark behind the legislation, and unsurprisingly, it's a very important angle to the committees who have heard them. Senator Huckel addressed privacy concerns raised by Republican Senator Aaron Bean during a recent hearing on the bill.
But if I'm at a public event and just want to take a picture of a festival or something of a large crowd, could I still do that, or would that be a violation?
I'm assuming that where that particular game is being held is not private. I don't know if it's privately owned property or not. So, for instance, if I have a ball field in my backyard, you know, build it and they will come, then I obviously could prohibit that if they have the intent to surveil.
But there are also questions about the private use of drones by hobbyists. They worry new rules will restrict the use of their flying cameras. One such hobbyist is Charles Lockwood, who lives in Tallahassee.
If a person is flying because that's their hobby and they're in or near a park and their back of their property butts up against the park and you're just an enthusiast, all of a sudden you're essentially breaking a law by doing nothing more than enjoying the hobby that you're doing.
He's not the only one worried about legislation. Senator Darren Soto says the drone laws in South Carolina have exemptions for journalism and news gathering, and asks Huckel why her bill didn't have the same exemptions. Huckel said she had considered it, but the bill has not been amended to include anything about news gathering. The proposal has already cleared the House and is awaiting the final vote in the Senate. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Matthew Seeger.